Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of A Vision for You. My name is Leah M., recovered compulsive overeater from New Jersey, and your moderator for this morning. Today is Sunday, November 24, 2024. The share ID numbers for Friday, November 22nd, are the following. For the 7 a.m. Eastern Big Book Study, 21,937. That's 21937. And for the 10 a.m. Eastern Big Book Study, 21,938. That's 21938. This morning, A Vision for You presents an Attitude of Gratitude meeting. The Big Book teaches us that to get over drinking, or for us, compulsive overeating, will require a transformation of thought and attitude. New attitudes, such as gratitude, demand effort and hard work to incorporate into our thoughts, our hearts, and into our actions. By cultivating a spirit of gratitude throughout the day, both in happy times and stressful ones, we are far better able to cope with the frustrations and the disappointments and maintain a loving and happy spirit. We are better able to live undisturbed. This is a discipline which requires lifelong constant effort and daily practice. For you and me, it must be a lifestyle. Gratitude is the most important component of happiness. All happy people are grateful, and ungrateful people cannot be happy. We tend to think that it is being unhappy that leads people to complain. But it is truer to say that it is complaining that leads to people becoming unhappy. Become grateful and you will become a much happier person. When we give thanks to God for the blessings in our lives, we inculcate gratitude in ourselves. It impacts our minds, our hearts, and our souls. Developing an attitude of gratitude involves constant use of the mind and constant self-discipline and connection with God. Everyone sometimes struggles in life, of course, but it is helpful to know that our internal struggle is coming from our attitude and the way we are thinking about circumstances. And if our attitude shifts to an attitude of gratitude, our entire experience of the circumstances will change. It's really true. Our perspective on life changes. We are better able to live undisturbed. This morning, we have an opportunity to have this attitude of gratitude meeting, and that means you, our fellowship, has an opportunity to share some of the blessings and some of the gifts that you've experienced in your life as a result of the program of recovery and a connection with a higher power. So please take this opportunity. You can press star one to unmute. Everyone will have 3 minutes to share some of those blessings and gifts that they're experiencing in recovery. So I invite you to press star one to unmute. I need your name, including the first letter of your last name.
Harlan G.
This is Larry K.
Sandamalia.
Harlan.
I got you, Harlan. I got you, Larry.
And Sandamalia B.
Anne Marie.
Janice P.
Janice P.
Margaret B. Georgia.
Robert B. Robin R. Costa Rica.
Let me tell you who
Yes, I have you, Hanayeta. Let me tell you who I have thus far, and I know I missed somebody, a few people probably. Harlan G., Larry K., Anne Marie M., I believe, Janice P. M., Robin P., Margaret D., Hanayeta R. Who did I miss thus far?
Krista S.
Josie in Connecticut.
Krista S. Christina J. Who's from Connecticut?
Joe.
Sandra Maria B.
Joe.
Sandra Maria B.
Ann R.
Okay.
Cheryl L. Florida.
Okay, let's stop there. Let's stop there, and of course, you'll have more opportunities. And I apologize if I missed your name. Okay, so let's get started with our Attitude of Gratitude meeting, beginning with Harlan G. Good morning, Harlan.
Good morning, Leah. Thank you very much for your service. I'm Harlan G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, and I live in Scottsdale, Arizona. Where do you start? Well, let's start with the most basic thing. I am grateful to be alive. Doctors have been signing my death warrant from the time I was 5 years old. They have been screaming at me at the top of their lungs that I'm going to die unless I lose weight. When I was a teenager, doctors told my mother I would never live to see 30. I was 17 years old, and I was over 300 pounds. By the time I was a senior in high school, I was 335 pounds. I have a life today that works. I have a life today that is worth living. I have a life today that includes the ability to go out into the world and not be a spectacle, an object of ridicule, which was my fate for a very long time in my life. I can walk 3 miles as I do 6 days a week. My health is wonderful for a 70-year-old. I have a life, as I say, that is worth living. There are areas of my life where I have pockets of agnosticism, where I need to give to God a little bit more clearly, more completely than I have. But the bottom line is, today I wake up in the morning and there is a purpose and a rhythm that underlay all, and I know that my role in life is to be of maximum service to God and the people about me. I have a life that includes people, and I have a life that is free of guilt and shame and remorse for what I ate or anything from the day before. I don't owe anybody money or anything like that. But it would be criminal of me to let this 3 minutes go by without thanking God and without thanking some individual people. It is my belief that Roseanne S. needs to be thanked here today. Roseanne is the founder of Overeaters Anonymous. I hope you'll make it out to the OA birthday in Los Angeles on the 17th, 18th, and 19th of January while we celebrate the 65th birthday of Overeaters Anonymous. I want to thank Leah and Melanie for starting Vision. I believe that Vision is the renaissance of OA, and their work is such that the sun will never set when you hear the countries, the continents, the places people come from this morning. You will see and hear that the sun will never set on what Leah and Melanie have brought forth and what Roseanne has brought forth onto the world. Amy G., KDF, I start my morning every day with you. Ready to go? That's Katie. Melanie, Leah, thank you so much for Vision. It is absolutely a gift in my life. I don't miss days. This is the renaissance of OA. Renaissance means a rebirth of what this is. This is the strongest meeting that anybody can plug into, is a Vision meeting. Our Scottsdale meetings are wonderful. My big book studies on Saturday morning, I'm very proud of. But Vision for you is absolutely the renaissance of OA. The sun will never set on the sun. I know I've repeated that because it's worth repeating. Thank God for OA. Thank God for the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, the instruction book to life, the book that lives and breathes and meets me where I am on a constant basis. And last but not least, thank you for every one of you, my teachers, my professors. I listen every day to every share. You keep me alive. You teach me who I am by being who you are. You teach me what I need to do by sharing with us what you do. This is a wonderful, wonderful program. And as we're going to hear later on, surrender, recover, recover, recover. Don't quit 5 minutes before the miracle. All that stuff is apropos. And thank you, every one of you, for making my life what it is today. You have touched me in ways that are indescribable, my language alone. And so with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Harlan G. Larry K., your turn.
Good morning, Leah. Thanks for your service. Racking my brain here. I can't come up with one single thing that I'm grateful for. No, that's not true, right? So many things. You know, when I think back, you know, right now, my daughter, oh my God, she just turned 29 and she doesn't know the man. She has just very, very limited memories of the man that I was when she was 2 and 3 and 4, you know, when I first came into, to program. And that man was very uncomfortable to be around. Sometimes he could be, you know, real nice. And other times, you just never knew what you were going to get. And so it was very difficult. And thank goodness that the relationship, for example, with my daughter, my mother, I'm grateful that by the grace and the mercy of this higher power that I don't completely understand, I'm not the same man. I'm predictable in good ways. I have I was moved from a self-centered consciousness to a God-centered consciousness, and I'm grateful for that. And I didn't bring that about myself. And I'm grateful for, you know, the relationships that I have in and out of program. I have family members, friends outside of program, but so many inside of program, and the people I've met. Just never understood just that this would be, this affiliation with Overeaters Anonymous would be just one of the most magnificent parts of my life and life affirming and changing. And to get a text from my mother, right? This woman I couldn't be in the room with because my birthday was yesterday, right? My belly button birthday. And to get a text from my mother, who says, happy birthday to my dear son. Wish I was with you in person to tell you how much you mean to me and how proud I am of all you continue to accomplish. You're a wonderful father, and you've done so much to inspire people who've needed a kind word. I'm looking forward to watching you continue your amazing journey. Love you always and forever. And this is someone not in program, doesn't really know, you know, the different things we do, but just has seen the changes in me. What gratitude I have for just the reconstruction of these relationships. I can be in a relationship today, an intimate relationship today. That's amazing. And when I walk into a room, you know, the pets that we have, I have a pet who every time I walk in a room thinks it's a party, right? Like it's time for a party when I walk in a room. That's a miracle. To be able to see the miracles all around me is an extraordinary benefit of this program of recovery. And yes, all the people, you know, Leah, you, just so many other. If we mention people, we're leaving out 5 billion others, right? But so many people that we're here and we've got a common problem and a common solution, and how extraordinary that we could do this together, right? And we're not in competition with each other, you know? We just want to extend the hand to someone else, and we take so much satisfaction in seeing someone else's eyes open up for them to awaken. That's what I have such gratitude for. So thanks to everybody, and looking forward to hearing more gratitudes. Thanks, Leah. I'll pass.
Thank you, Larry K. Next, we have Anne Marie, followed by Janice P.M.
Good morning, Leah. This is Anne Marie M. I am in recovery today. Thank you. Thank you, dear God, for that. I am so very grateful. Today is day 4 of abstinence for me. I broke my abstinence over a busy weekend at my daughter's wedding. And how can I have gratitude for that? That alone amazes me, that I'm grateful to be grateful. My first thought was when I had binged, it wasn't on, you know, the cake or candies or anything like that. It was a binge on my green light foods, if you will. And my very first thought was, it's not that big of a deal. And I don't need to let anyone know. And I continued to binge. And I woke up the following morning, Sunday morning, a week ago today. And I thought, I need to let my sponsor know. And I called and I told her. And I was in a panic because I was so afraid that this was going to be, that was going to be the beginning of the end. And it's not. I struggled this week to want to compulsively overeat. The physical addiction hit on Wednesday when I really got into the sugar and had a horrible day in the sugar. I was going to say a field day, but it was a horrible day in the sugar. So I'm going into my fourth day, and I'm grateful that God took away the pride, because I really did not want to tell anyone. And I prayed and I stood by God. I continue to hold his hand today. And it is because of that that I'm going into my fourth day of abstinence. It is because I learned here from, as it was said, this meeting, A Vision for You, which is a big book study. It's another OA meeting. I wouldn't say just another OA meeting. It's very special, but it is not a different meeting than any other. It's not a HOW program or a Gracie or a 90-day. It is an OA meeting that studies the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And there lies the solution in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, because the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous led me to a relationship with God that I can rely on today, every day. And I am very grateful for, you know, all that has been said so far in the last two shares. I ditto. I am just so grateful. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for support. Lots of friends have called me. I've shared my break in abstinence on a couple of meetings, and I am getting lots of support. So I'm going to end with that, and blessings to all.
Thank you, Anne Marie M. Next, we have Janice P.M., followed by Robin P.
Well, good morning to you, Leah, and everyone here. And my name is Janice P.M. I am so grateful at my age to even be living today. And I'm going to go ditto also, because, you know, I don't know where to start, because a lot has been wonderfully said. You know, but if I took my pen to paper and, you know, made a line down the middle, and I put on one side a list of all the things that I'm grateful for, and on the other side put all the things and trials and sufferings of another, you know, imagine what I would have. I would have much less on the not grateful, negative side than I have of the grateful side. It would take about 40 to 50 pages, which I'm not going to do now. But anyway, saying that, you know, I mean, you know, this is not a story land here. It's the truth. It's our experiences. And I am so grateful for my best companion of constant consciousness is my God. I had a God when I came in, but you know what? He didn't give me what I wanted. He didn't give me, I blamed everyone. You know, my husband, you know, I blamed him for giving me a son after 4 months of, marriage. I mean, today, my son is God's miracle for me. You know, a 360-degree turnabout. Thank you, God. you know, for the freedom that I don't have all, I have it once in a while, but, you know, because I'm not perfect. Any negative thinking of being a victim, poor me, look at, I have this son and he takes, and he, you know, I don't want to be with him sometimes when he was young. Well, that's all changed through the mercy and gratefulness that I have in the grace of my God. And, you know, I had a God, like I said, but, you know, through this miraculous group, because it is a miracle. I mean, there's nothing else but a miracle. You know, he takes care of all of me. And I'm a widow, and I'm a cancer survivor, and I'm going through things. But you know what? I can honestly say that all my experiences, all my circumstances can shake my gratitude to the program, to my God. I need to give thanks for everything. I mean, everything, because I have the solution of a God in my life. Difficulties, they still remain, but my higher power opens my heart and my mind to my thoughts to give me the action. Do I forget sometimes? Well, I'm getting really bad because I'm going to be 83, you know, not soon, but soon enough. So I have no time for complaining or worry, because that's what I did. A life of praise and thankfulness becomes a life of miracles. And my goodness, like I said, it would take 40 to 50 pages to tell you about those miracles in my life due to the beginning of this miraculous visions for you. And I've known the people that started for many years, and boy, they accepted me into the program even though I left for a little bit, you know. But I just can't say enough for the wonderful gratitude and thankful people. Yeah, it's the people. It's my family, another family. And it gives me the gratitude. It's not magic. It's miraculous. It is the language of love. No denials of unrealistic things. I was so out of reality. I mean, it was like, you know. But today I'm going to end with knowing that any trial, any tribulation, is an opportunity of strength for me from my higher power, whom I choose to call God, and presents me with all the help that I need to survive. And with that, I am going to pass. Thank you to all.
Thank you, Janice PM. Now we have Robin P., and she'll be followed by Margaret D.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much, Leah. Thank you, everyone who makes this meeting possible. Thank you, Melanie, and everyone who gives service on this meeting. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. And I'm so eternally grateful for this meeting. I'm coming up on 9 years of abstinence by God's grace and mercy, one day at a time. And it's because of God and all of you. Literally, no matter, I travel a lot, as some of you know, and we were just in London for a month, and you know, wherever I am on the planet, I get to go to meetings and keep reaching up and reaching out and having a God squad no matter where I am because of this meeting. And I was so lonely. I was such a low bottom bulimic and anorexic, and I didn't have any friends. I have so many friends. Oh my gosh. We do something social every day. And my husband and myself, and blue morpho, this big, huge blue morpho butterfly. When you see one, it's coming right at me as I'm talking. Good luck to everyone. And you know, I'm so grateful because, you know, I came from hell, and I'm literally in a different, you know, the fourth dimension. I'm in a different planet. Those doing the steps, and being of service to God and my fellows has literally changed my life and the trajectory of my life. And I have so much to be grateful for. I didn't have any relationship with my family. I have a relationship with everyone in my family. It's all through the grace of this program, the steps, and just doing the work with mercy and grace. And, you know, I'm so grateful I can get on this meeting. I was so looking forward to this meeting this morning. I just kept checking the time, you know, because you're just my buoy, my heart lifter, you know, and I'm just so grateful for all of you. God bless everybody with a really blessed, abstinent day, one day at a time. And, you know, just that willingness to go to any lengths to recover. It's just so, I just had to pray to hit bottom. And I'm so grateful that I did, one day at a time, and then just go live. And, you know, I had an amazing time in London, and all of it was miracles. And that whole thing about focusing on gratitude and letting the miracles happen, and that gift of giving and receiving, both are really important. God bless everybody with a really blessed, abstinent day. Thanks again, Leah. I pass.
Thank you, Robin P. Now we welcome Margaret D., and she'll be followed by Hanayeka R.
Thanks, Leah. Hey, everybody. Margaret D. in Georgia. And one way that I'm learning to express gratitude is really just by being quiet and peaceful, serene. And so I'd like to take, with Leah's permission, 10 seconds just for silence. And that's what I'm grateful for, are those quiet moments when it's just, when I can be truly aware of God's conscious contact. Another thing that I'm so grateful for in program is the thought that, and I did not learn this anywhere else, and honestly, I don't know why. I'm sure people have, you know, spiritual people have told me this, or even, you know, teachers in school or whatever, but it's the concept that either God is everything or he's nothing. And what the 12 steps showed me how to do, helped me walk through doing it, and is helping me to still continue, is to practice seeing God in absolutely everything. Absolutely everything. There is no second in my life, regardless of what happens or what the consequences are, that God is not there. And it's brought about that peace that surpasses all understanding. And I wish that above everybody. Or not. Well, yeah, for codependent, that's pretty different. But I wish it for absolutely everybody. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Margaret D. Next up, Hanayeka R., followed by Krista S.
Hi, this is Hanayeka R. from Plano, Texas. I am a recovered compulsive overeater. I am in remission from this deadly disease of mind and body. I have to say thank you first to God for today. I have 1 year of abstinence, and I want to start doing more service for this group. I want to thank my sponsors, who have helped me reach this point. And I'm going to say ditto to all the people that have already said thank you to all the massive people in OA that have gotten, you know, this together. I like all facets of OA, all the groups, all the different kinds, all the different meetings. They're all wonderful. I do love Vision. I hear every day. And it has really made a difference. I never would have thought that I'd be on a meeting for 2 hours a day, but I do unless I go to work. But and then I listen all the way to work. But and then I have to hang up. But thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody. Thank you for what's going on. I am one of the most grateful people that I know. Even when my kids were young, they would say, "Mom, you look through everything with rose-colored glasses," because I knew everything came from God. Even when I turned my back on God, I always knew He was there. You know, even when I was, you know, when I was 16 and I was running amok, doing everything I could to get even with God, because He didn't give me my way. I wanted it my way. And when God didn't give it to me, I just ran and ran and ran. But He always followed me, never let me go, and most of the time He was carrying me. So I'm so grateful. But I'm grateful for all my pain. I'm grateful for my bones that don't want to work with me. I'm grateful that I graduated my physical therapy and my husband decided he would go swimming with me twice a week. I'm so grateful for that, because if I don't continue, I will be all bent over again. Today, right now, I am standing up straight, and I don't want to lose that. I don't want to bend over. I've been bent over for years, and I don't want to lose that. And I'm so grateful. I'm grateful that I have a food plan. I'm grateful that I have recovery. I'm grateful for all of you on the meeting. I love listening to you all. You all are such wonderful people. And I'm grateful to people who are coming in, all the newcomers out there. I'm so grateful for you, because I can't keep it unless I give it away. We have so many of those sayings, you know, surrender to win. You know, who would have thought, you know, you would have to surrender to win. You know, we can't keep it unless we give it away. These are things that, to me, are just amazing statements. I'm just so grateful. I don't even know where to get. Oh, I'm so grateful that I was the worst of my five siblings. I did everything to antagonize my mother. I hurt her. I belittled her. I yelled at her. I cussed at her. I set my father against my mother all the time so that I could have his attention. I did terrible things. And when she died, the day before she died, she told me I was her favorite child. How is that? She told me I was her spiritual advisor. How is that? It's because of these 12 steps, this program, that I can say that. My mother and I had a great relationship. I loved my dad. He walked on water as far as I was concerned, and he was not the easiest man. He was a rageaholic. But I cared because he was my everything, because I could pull the wool over his eyes. My mother would say, "She's using drugs. She's an alcoholic. She can't. She's eating us out of home." And my dad said, "Are you doing that?" I would say, "No." And see, she's not doing that. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that my mother never gave up on me. I'm grateful that I have a life worth living today. I'm grateful that I have a husband that puts up with me, and I can be pretty mean. He can be pretty mean too, but you know what? So can I. I give it right back to him. I'm just so grateful to be here. And if you're here, there's a miracle in your life. Don't quit 5 minutes before the miracle, because you can be grateful too. If you're not grateful now, stick around. You will be. And you can just be grateful for not being grateful. Just be grateful for anything, one little thing, and it all start rolling in. When I start walking towards God, He runs towards me. He holds me. He loves me. And I am so grateful that I have a relationship with God today that I beyond wildest dreams. Thank you, Roseanne. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. With that, I'll pass. Thanks for leading the meeting.
Thank you, Hamietta R. Next up, Krista S., followed by Christina J.
Hey, everybody. This is Krista S. from Chicago, Illinois. I wrote a list. What am I grateful for? Grace, the grace of my God and of the people that love me. I'm grateful for dancing. My disease tells me I shouldn't dance. I shouldn't move my body. I shouldn't be free. I shouldn't listen to music. I shouldn't. It's just BS, man. I just love to dance. I love to dance. I'm grateful for the smell of winter air. I'm grateful for acceptance from people in OA, from people in my church, from my community, from my family. They've never not accepted me fully, even when I didn't accept myself. And from God, more importantly. And I'm grateful for the people who love me, my community. Not many people have that, and I'm very, very, very blessed to have a community that I can call my own. I'm grateful for all the times I've been proven wrong about something. I'm grateful for all of the children I've worked with and the opportunity to love them. I'm grateful for my job that was definitely a door that was opened by God after leaving a job that was very, very rough. And it's just so much better. It's fun. I'm grateful for all the mistakes I've made and learned from. And I'm grateful for all the people who dared to tell me the truth and helped me grow. Those are the people who really care. I'm grateful for writing. Just putting pen on paper, the sensation and the experience of that, the way it connects me to God. I'm grateful for parents who are mostly very kind to me and to each other and who apologize right away when they're not. I'm grateful I can laugh at myself. I'm grateful for the woods near my house. And I'm grateful for a working car that I can use to be of service to others, even though it gets kind of smoky and on the verge of breakdown sometimes, it still works. And I'm grateful that, most of all, I haven't quit OA. Even though it's hard for me to stay abstinent and this is day one again, I keep trying. God keeps pulling me back in every single time. Thank you for listening. I'll pass.
Thank you, Krista S. Now we have Christina J., followed from by Joe from Connecticut.
Morning, Leia. Morning, everyone. Christina J. in North Carolina. Today's my belly button birthday, and I've been reflecting on my life. And I've had a stunningly hard journey of a child who just wanted acceptance and love, validation. And that life almost turned like a boomerang and cut me to shreds. But I had a problem. I had a God that was called food. And every bite of pain has brought me to today. Every relapse. Every falling down in the pit of myself, every emotional relapse. I had no way to handle those things except with food. I had no way to deal with all the things coming at me. If you looked at me wrong, I was so sensitive. No one would ever know that about me today. I was so sensitive. And yet the pain of that sensitivity, of that fear, of that self-centeredness, that selfish drive to something that almost killed me brought me to my knees over and over and over until I couldn't take it anymore. And throughout this journey, I've had a growth of soul and spirit that has been incredible. And that's why they say, do not leave 5 minutes before the miracle. I came in February of 2011, and it's taken me this long to have the most incredible, what I like to think of the most incredible spiritual awakening, because I have realized something very important. We all know we're going to die, right? We all know that. We can't get out of it. It's one thing we can't get out of. But I have realized that I have really realized I'm not going to be here someday. I looked around. I'm not going to be in this house. I'm not going to be on this planet Earth. I don't know where I'm going to be. But I thought of people that I loved and people that have shared the road with me in my music career. And how precious they have become to me now. And how I just wanted to appreciate everyone suddenly. I wanted to appreciate the daytime. First, this realization scared the shit out of me. And then I began to look around and say, okay, how can I turn this into gratitude? Well, just being here on Mother Earth with this chance to grow spiritually, to grow towards God, to grow into who I really am. Today, I'm no longer that child, even though she wants to jump up and down sometimes to get my attention. She's not getting what she wants. I am a woman today, a woman of humbleness and gratitude and compassion
and hurt and love and pain and joy. And I cannot thank Melanie and Leia enough. I didn't even know them before this meeting. I can't even believe this. This is like, as Harlan says, the Renaissance of OA. This is something that's going down in the effing history books, people. This will be here long after we are gone, saving life. Saving life from the pit of food, from the pit. Every relapse was so painful, and I thought, why am I doing this again? So I am beyond grateful, and my husband has held space for me through every huge amount of weight to every tiny amount of weight. You know, he loved every bit of me, no matter what, and that was such a healing for me, such a healing that can be accepted. I was so ashamed for years and embarrassed. I would wear huge clothes in 110-degree heat on stage and suffer, but he loved me through it all. I didn't know that I could be loved being fat, but I could. I'm grateful for the job I don't want, right? Be grateful for things you don't want. I think we had a special edition a few weeks ago, and she said, find gratitude in everything. I'm grateful for my life changing completely. I can say that today. I couldn't say that even a month ago, people. Don't be 5 minutes before the miracle starts. I love you all. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Christina J. Next, we have Joe from Connecticut, followed by Sandra Maria.
Hello there. Hey, I just unmuted myself. Hello, everybody. Thanks for your service. And I'm Joe in Connecticut. I am a raging sugar addict, and I'm just blessed by not having sugar and wheat flour since March 2023. And that's a serious serious miracle for me, because I was, I could not live without it on a daily and continuous basis for the most part. But yes, and with that said, oh my God, I think first off is this program. Instead of me waking up every day and resentments and who did this to me and fears and what's going to happen here, we get to wake up every morning and recharge and ask our HP, hey, what is your will for me today? How can I be of better service? And give up, hey, here's what's going on, as we write our two-way prayer or how we pray and analyze, oh, here's what happens. What's my side of the street? How can I clean up my side of the street? And in turn, what a miracle that is, because it makes you removes you from that big swamp of they did it this way and being angry and that whole elongated way of being angry and resentful and fearful. And so I'm just so blessed to sit here right now with the sun in my face, writing my two-way prayer, listening to the gratitude this morning. And it's basically what we're doing as a program. We get to recharge every day through prayer and meditation to get on with our day. And I know I said it to a few other people. It's like we charge our phones. We do this. We do that. You know, we sleep. But now we get to spiritually reboot ourselves every day. To reset. And then just like a few things is, as I mentioned, that's like the overarching thing that I'm extremely grateful for. And it's so funny because, I remember like when I'm talking to my husband, he's like my biggest advocate. He doesn't want the old non-program wife way. And a couple of things that came up, and I'm like, oh my God, I am acting the way I used to act. What's going on here? So, and you get to like, hey, ask your HP to help you, kind of, hey, what's going on? Or what have I eaten that's kind of maybe irritated me? Or what's going on in my life that's hard? So you get to like, think of it that way, which kind of, it's like a mental shift for me. It's amazing, instead of feeling, oh my God, it's a miracle of this program. It's a miracle. And then I'm so grateful for the tools. And when I talk, like you do outreach, you get somebody, and I'm in this group, and I can call anybody who's available. Hey, here's what's going on with me right now, or how can I be of service to you to get out of my head? You know, it's amazing. And I've never had that support in my life. I grew up feeling always massively lonely. I think I probably more gravitated to food because of that, and all the horrible illnesses that I've had, and the injustices I grew up in, and not dealing with life on life's terms. And now, instead of running away from hard things, instead of running away from conflict, gone. I'm out of here, you know. Now I'm not. Now I'm facing things, and I'm going through some really hard personalities that I'm dealing with, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to be of service. This is really hard, and I'm praying on it, and I'm writing, well, okay, what is my side? What am I doing to add to this, and what historically is, you know, and I'm trying to connect some dots, which also helps me get rid of the resentments and fears. And so it's almost like a strategy of just a better life, this program. And to think that people have, you know, outside this program, people think, oh, it's a cult, it's a last resort, you're doing that. And it's like, I should have done this when I was born. You know, we should do this in primary school to learn how to do the 12 steps so we can better show up for life. And, but yeah, I'm maybe probably yakking a little bit too much, but anyhow, I just want to say, hey, I'm open for, I'm looking for sponsees, and I'm just really grateful. And with that, I could go through my list, but I think I probably
thank
said too
you,
much because I talked too much. Thank you.
Thank
Take
you
care.
So much. Thank
You're welcome.
You, Joe, from Connecticut. Next, we have Sandra Maria, and she'll be followed by Cheryl R.
Thank you. I'm Sandra Maria, from Sweden. Really, really grateful to be in recovery today, and really grateful for God taking me back to the meeting after like six times jumping in and out. But I kept my gratitude. And I'm really grateful for the message of this meeting, because I tell you, this morning has been so much resentments and 10 steps and resentments. I'm like, oh, God, I'm so powerless over my resentments and my character defects. And then I resent that. So, yeah, just trying to laugh at myself. And to have this message, it was like an indulge of extremely needed power, I can say. And I'm so grateful for you all. And I'm so grateful to be able to laugh at myself and see myself not too seriously. Because this program, I mean, all the tools and the four step and all these things, it can be used in a good way, but my mind can also kind of, yeah, promote everything. So happy to have that self-distance. I'm really grateful for the guy that I didn't know who brought me to the rooms, and I have been in the rooms since that time, and I've been struggling sometimes to stay in the room, and I have not been wanting to be in the room sometimes, and sometimes I've been struggling to come into the rooms, but I've never left. And I've, you know, just thinking about the first time I made my amends to people and all the relational healing that has taken place. And I really have a sense now that I don't want to leave any situation, any relation, without having like the thread soul, because there's something in between us. And I have the tools to do it. I don't need to invent my own life in all areas anymore, because I have God and I have like this path of recovery, and I can apply it in all areas of life as well. I didn't understand that in the beginning. I didn't understand I was powerless more than over my food. That was obvious. But But now, after being several years in the rooms, it's so obvious that I'm powerless over every area of my life, and I really need God in all areas. And step one, you know, that's step 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. It's such a much more tremendous way of living when I accept life on life's term and try to do the best out of it and bring something into it. Especially, I've been so selfish for so many years of my life, and self-centeredness today is the worst. It's like, God, take me out of myself. I don't want to be here. It's too narrow. Help me to see the things you see, you know, help me to be of service. I just want to get out of myself. And you know, I remember when I came to the rooms, I had like a camera on me. I felt like somebody was making a picture, like a movie on myself, and I was seeing that movie all the time. It was extremely annoying. And then I realized, ah, it was the camera of self-centeredness. I understand. And now I have that camera much more focused on God and on other people, and that's such a relief. It's such a relief. I don't want to be in the center of my own life and universe anymore, because it doesn't work very well. And today I'm grateful that I can find support, even though, you know, things happen in life and things can happen in the rooms and between people or relationships, everything. I don't have any firm foundation without God, but I don't need to depend on people today. And there are so many people and so many nice meetings. And I'm just in awe. So thank you, everyone, for you know, for being here with me and in the boat. Thank you. God bless you all.
Thank you, Sandra Maria. Next, Cheryl R., followed by Dion R., and then we'll take some more names. Cheryl, star one to unmute.
Could it be Cheryl L.?
It could be. Sure.
Okay. I know there's a Cheryl R. out there, too. I didn't want to step on her toes. This is Cheryl L. calling from Florida this morning. Thank you so much for this meeting. Thank you so much for everybody who is out there listening. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater today, only by the grace of God and by the help of so many people. You are all my teachers. I'm grateful today that my food is in a neutral position and neutral place, and I want to encourage everybody who is struggling with that to just do the work, to do the steps, complete the steps. Because once I got the food cleared out of the way, I was able to have that connection with a higher power that I really truly need in order to amend my ways, in order to be of maximum service to God and to my fellows. I'm grateful to my sponsor. She has continuously told me to turn to God. She's not my higher power, and she will tell me to examine my heart and to examine any problems that I have, you know, with my higher power, and to work with that in order to get a solution. And I really, really appreciate that, because I've been able to pass that along. I'm grateful for the discipline of the review of the nightly inventory of the written gratitude list that I do every day, for the discipline of the Upon Awakening, which I'm reading now on a daily basis, and I've just started that. You know, I've been abstinent since September of 2023, so I'm still really new in this program, and I'm grateful that I don't want to have 5, 10, 15, 20 years of abstinence. I want to have what I have, because all of you that have more abstinence than I are showing me, you know, what is possible, are showing me, you know, where I still need to go, where I still need to grow. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for my higher power showing me more recently, you know, the defects that are still cropping up, and they're cropping up, you know, in much more subtle ways. You know, I've learned that as I progress in recovery in this program, that the road gets a little more narrow. And so self-pity that I once had that oozed out of every pore of my being, you know, might come out in a much more subtle way, but it's still there. And that's something that I can work on. And I'm grateful that I don't have to judge myself harshly, you know, for those defects of character, because it just reminds me that I need God, you know, and that when I make a mistake, it allows me to draw closer to my higher power. I'm grateful finally for the sponsees in my life. The sponsees keep me in the center of the boat and keep me growing. Those special editions are such a wealth of information and such a wealth of inspiration, you know, for me and for my sponsees. And I keep listening to them because there's so much out there that I still need to learn. I'm grateful for my family, for my husband who has loved me through all of this and who continues to support me in my recovery. And with that, I pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cheryl L. Now we have Dion R.
Good morning. Good morning, all, especially my friend Leia. Way back. Haven't laid eyes on you in 10 years. This is our vision for you convention years ago. But to hear your voice, I'm like, oh. So thank you. Well, let me start off with that. In my higher power, I want to thank you most of all, because he led me through my pain and struggles to surrender to O-Readers Anonymous and the 12 steps. So I can have this spiritual awakening, psychic change, whatever you want to call it. But am I cured? Yes. Yeah. But what I have is a daily reprieve, contingent on the maintenance, how Dion works her spiritual program, and not my thinking program, right? My spiritual program. And because of the adding, taking steps, conscious steps, consciously going back to the steps, working the steps, working with others, giving service, I get to be on here today and say thank you. Thank you, HP, for allowing me to be the best person I could be today. Am I perfect? I want to be, truthfully. I want to be. Some days I do. It's like, oh, I want to get this all right across the teeth. Happy ever, ever. Right? Eh. Like, my best thinking got me up to 320. 5 feet then, you know what I mean? And now today, 150 some, and still around close to 5 feet. And I'm just grateful, you know, because the God of my understanding did that. I did, and I had to surrender. And today I get to surrender again and again and again and again, as long as this head, you know, is wake up and do those thinking things that I know I need to do, pray, meditate, and do what I got to do to show up. But my main question I get to ask, you know, how can I be of service to you today, right? And I'm thinking, like, well, it's going to be, I already asked him, so everything I do is right, right? Quick example before we go. I'm like, I want to read this. I've seen something on TV because of my reading last night. Just be happy. Wake up this morning, inspirational prophet, preacher was saying, be happy, choose happiness. Then last thought I was about the gratitude of that attitude, and gratitude will bring the happiness. And I'm like, okay, that's it. To me, that's how gently he guided me to happiness. Because I wanted to find a chapter on my phone, right, that I thought he wanted me to read, my HP. And I was just getting ready to get upset and conjure up all things in. But and I said, and a thought came to me, do the next right thing. I said, oh, Sunday, let me join in and get a bouquet of blessing to hear all my heroes and sheroes of recovery still here. Now, I couldn't have paid for that. I couldn't have, but God did. He paid for me. He paid the price for me. And today, I'm grateful, and I'm going to just try my best to keep choosing the attitude of gratitude, because, like, even if the day isn't going the way Dion wanted to go, one of my good forerunners always said, Dion, learn how to dance in the rain. And with that, I pass. I love you all so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dion R. Well, welcome, everybody. Once again, we're having an attitude of gratitude meeting this morning, taking an opportunity to focus on the blessings, on the many gifts that we've experienced as we trudge this road of recovery. Those who wish to do so have 3 minutes, please time yourselves, to share some of those blessings and gifts. Star 1 to unmute. I need your name, including the first letter of your last name.
And Brenda Dean.
Penny from Florida.
Chris from California.
Elizabeth Elaine S. New York.
Leah S.
Carmela D. New York.
Chris from
Florida.
Linda G. from Alabama.
Carolyn C. from Virginia.
Joanne L. Rhode Island.
Kathy K. from Boston.
Okay,
Jordan,
this is who
from
I
Colorado.
Have. Gotcha, Jordan. Let me tell you who I have. I missed many, unfortunately. Thus far, I have Penny C., Elizabeth D., Leah S., Carmela G., Linda G., Carolyn C., Joanne L., and Jordan L. Who did I miss?
Chris
that
G.
already? Chris G.
Helen C.
Elaine. Helen C.
Lisa B. from Virginia.
Lisa B.
Michelle M.
Michelle M.
Marianne
B.
Vanessa G.
Pete B., I believe, was back there. All right, let's stop there.
Sandy,
let's stop there. Okay. Let's stop there. I've got Penny C., Elizabeth D., Leah S., Carmela G., Linda G., Carolyn C., Joanne L., Jordan L., Chris G., Helen C., Lisa B., Michelle B., and Pete B. If we have more time, certainly we'll gather more names. Please watch your time. We'll have a three-minute pitch time this morning, please, so that everybody gets an opportunity who can. And let's get started with Penny C., followed by Elizabeth D. Penny C., star 1 to unmute.
Okay, here I am. So I was just saying, I'm just so happy that I was heard and I'm able to share this morning. Lately, I've been thinking so much in terms of another title that I give to my God now. You know, the big book tells us so many titles, you know, Heavenly Father, can't think right now, but many, many times talks about God with different titles in higher power in capital letters. But the great choreographer, I've been looking back after my long life. I'm 85 years old now, and wondering how did I get where I am today, because no way did I ever anticipate I would be in the place I am now, and I am just so grateful. So in 1985, in November of that year, I had just been separated. My husband was actually moved from the house that September. One of my daughters went to live with him, and we went and the oldest daughter went off to college in St. Louis, and we went from a family of six to a family of three. And I was devastated. I didn't know. Well, I never slept. I never changed my clothes because I never went to bed. Oh, it was just, I was in such a state. And I got through that with the help of God that I didn't even recognize at the time. And then I saw in my parish bulletin a note that there was going to be a singles again group at another church, a church not of my denomination that as a young child I never would have gone to. And I went to that and I began to get some hope. And one night I picked up the bulletin and there it was. There was an Overeaters Anonymous meeting on Wednesday night. Now I knew where the church was and it was June by then. And oh gee, that would have been, what a nice ride, I thought, I can do this. And so I went to the Overeaters Anonymous meeting, never knowing a thing about it, never heard the term 12 steps, didn't know that the Serenity Prayer was part of the opening and the closing as well, even though my mother had that framed on the wall in her house. And I just started the recovery. And I was at the first telephone meeting many years ago, 20-some years ago, first telephone meeting. And on that meeting, I heard a woman named Leah. And shortly after that, that meeting morphed into a yet another meeting that studied the big book the way Vision for You does. And that meeting, as much as I got from that, was lacked in any traditions that we held true. And one day in July, first week of July in 2012, I went on that meeting, and because I had questioned some of the practices there, I heard a voice say, "You have been kicked from this conference." 25 years then I had been in OA and abstinent, and no meeting had ever kicked me out. In fact, they always welcomed me. And I went blueberry in that day. And this is just to show you how God's choreography works. And as I was picking blueberries, I was crying so hard that the tears were dropping into my bucket. And I got a phone call while I was there. And it was another fellow saying, "Penny, I just heard that Leah and Melanie are starting another meeting." And it was like everything, all my tears were dried, and there I was. And so I can't ever say anything that I am more grateful for than Overeaters Anonymous, for all the fellows who have helped me through the years, and especially for this meeting that was miraculous. And I've never stopped coming since day one. I don't think I've missed more than 5 meetings in all that time. And I just keep growing. So I wish the same for all of you, and happy Thanksgiving, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Penny C. Now we have Elizabeth D, followed by Leah S.
Good morning. Leah, thank you for your inspired service to our fellowship. My name is Elizabeth D. I'm recovered in the Boston area. First and most importantly, I'm grateful that the consciousness of the presence of my higher power, who I choose to call God, is today the most important fact of my life. And everything that flows from that, I am grateful for. And in particular, in no particular order, 12 things. First, I'm grateful for my abstinence, which makes it possible for me to work the steps as God wants me to, and in turn keeps me from the first compulsive bite, one day at a time. I'm grateful for the big book, and the 12 steps that have given me a life second to none. I'm grateful for my daughter, age 21, my greatest joy and my greatest teacher of the limits of control. I'm grateful for my new husband, an atheist, who's shown me in the kindest and humblest way how to have a committed, intimate, and satisfying relationship with another human being in marriage. I'm grateful for my amazing sponsor, who I met in Overeaters Anonymous more than 20 years ago, who 18 months ago, as I was coming off yet another relapse, agreed to hold a lantern in my darkness and help me have another new experience of the steps, and have brought me again a spiritual awakening that is blessing my life. I'm grateful for all my friends in OA. I'm grateful for my siblings and my whole family. I'm grateful for the way God reveals himself or herself in nature, and for having the ability to move within and exercise. I'm grateful to be cancer-free. Kindness and compassion of skilled medical professionals, and 12, and there are so many more, but I'll end with this. I'm grateful for meaningful work in a career that has definitely had its ups and downs, depending on where I was in my recovery. And for all of that, and for so very much more, I am grateful today, and I want to wish everyone a blessed and happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for And I pass.
Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth D. Next, we have Leah S., followed by Carmela G.
Good morning. Good morning, Leah, and good morning, everyone. My name is Leah S., and I'm recovered in Brooklyn, New York. I am so grateful, and I don't know where to begin. The first gratitude that I have is that my concept of God is so much deeper and so much wider due to this program. I am so grateful to you, Leah, so grateful to you, Melanie, and so grateful to all of you giants and rock solid people who work behind the scenes where no one ever knows and or acknowledges what you all do to have this meeting and inspiration and shot in the arm that I get every single morning. I'm so grateful for my life changing. I am so grateful when I came in that I was such an agnostic and that God has changed me and how things have changed and life keeps evolving in my life because that's what life is. And God is part of this and I'm able to see what is right and what is good for me. I'm jumping for joy every single morning when I see that sun go up and I am alive and well and I'm able. And I'm so grateful to this program and to all of you. And with that, I will give others a chance because I could go on and on and on.
Thank you, Leah S. Carmela G., followed by Linda G.
Thank you so much, Leah, and thank you all for being on this line this morning. Carmela G. from New York, traveling this journey. My gratitudes that I write every day include the gift of this program that even though I was a woman of faith, and always believed in a higher power, this program has allowed me to enhance my relationship with my higher power that I call God. And it was because of this relationship that when I relapsed, and I never thought I would relapse ever, because I worked the program every single day, but in the beginning of the big book, it talks about the ego being smashed. And it was only through this program that I could learn this. And the gift of a young woman who had courage to come over to me and tell me, Aunt Carmela, she was a friend of my niece's, you are a compulsive overeater. And I reacted like a lunatic. I slammed my fists on the table, and I stood up, and I said, I am not. But when she spoke about the doctor's opinion and the allergy and the obsession and got me into believing in this program and inviting me to a meeting and buying the big book and my finding a vision for you and meeting these two magnificent women that started this in Virginia Beach at the first convention that I attended alone. But I've never been alone in this program. I've been on a journey. And when I relapsed, I think it may have been a month ago, and I told Leah, I can no longer do service because I no longer qualify. And I realized when I did relapse that it was because my ego. When I at my face-to-face meeting, one of the young men said to me, you are my role model. And I said, no, I am a defective human. But yet his words and the other people that made me believe I was something special because of 11 years. And when I fell, I just prayed because I said to my higher power, I am so sorry that I am making food my master instead of wanting to follow your way. And fortunately, I got right back on. It wasn't even a week of, but that's okay. I needed that. My ego needed to be smashed. And I take that as a learning example. And it's all because I have this program and the understanding. And Leia's understanding words the day I told her I could no longer do service. I will pray for you. And that was a gift. That is a gift I can only give to every single person. And I know that my higher power doesn't just have me, that he has us all. And the biggest gift of this program is, by my living it, my great nephew, who was addicted to cocaine, has 7 years of clean living. And when he heard that I relapsed, he said, "Don't go back to being that angry woman." And I never realized how angry I must have been when someone that I loved so much could tell me he didn't want me to go back to being an angry person. And the gifts I've been given, my career, all that I've helped over my lifetime, I credit to my higher power and my returning to the journey and my abstinence. And it's not just abstinence and putting down the food and the amazing amount of weight loss that I did do at 67 years old. It is the joy and peace of this program that allows me to live every single day that I am grateful for. And with that, I pass and wish you all a beautiful, joyful, peaceful day living in the sunlight of the Spirit.
Thank you, Carmela G. Next up, Linda G., followed by Carolyn C.
Hi, this is Linda G. from Alabama. I'm grateful for so much, so much. I'm grateful for my higher power. I'm grateful for OA. I'm grateful for the big book which teaches me how to live. I'm grateful for my sponsees who are teaching me how to be a good sponsor. Each and every one of them is a blessing. And I'm grateful for the awareness that I was afraid to experience gratitude and joy and happiness because I believed that God would strike me down once I experienced those feelings and take it away, and that would really hurt. That was my superstitious vision of God, and I've come to the awareness through this meeting that I can feel all those feelings and be safe and be loved, and be able to share them. And that is a wonderful awareness for me. I didn't know how I felt. And now I'm safe to experience it. And I'm grateful for everybody I've met in OA, for the people I haven't met, for the people who've expressed their friendship to me. That's been wonderful. I'm grateful for my body, that it functions well. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for the love in my life that I get from my husband. I am so grateful for him. He has taught me so much, and we live together so beautifully, and I feel like he's a gift that I got for all the years of suffering I went through. He was my gift for choosing to survive and believing that God would reward me in time with the love that I was seeking so desperately. And he did. And I'm grateful for all the people around me. I could go on forever and ever. But just learning how to feel gratitude and happiness and joy is a tremendous gift. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for the people who run this meeting. It's wonderful. I don't miss a vision for you. I go every day of the week that they have a meeting. And I've learned so much. It's changed my life. It's changing my life every day from the wonderful shares that I hear that show me how to grow and how to live and how to face the struggles that I come up against. And I'm grateful for my abstinence. I feel like that's a gift, and it's one that I cherish, and it's one that I'm grateful for every day, and it's one that I'm learning so much from. It's opened my mind to being a completely different person. I've gone from being totally shut down to going to meetings, making friends in meetings, and having sponsees. And I'm just grateful for the change of my life that all this has brought about. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Linda G. Next up, Carolyn C., followed by Joanne L. Carolyn C., star one to unmute. How about Joanne L.? Are you available? Star one to unmute.
I sure am, Leah. Thank you very, very much. This is Joanne L. from Rhode Island. And I have to say that 32 years ago, I walked into a meeting, and an OA meeting, and somebody said, wait until you see the gifts that you're going to receive. And I thought, oh, this is a wonderful, wonderful place to be. They're going to give me gifts. I hope they give me some jewelry because I love jewelry. And somebody said, no, Joanne, that's not really what we mean. You wait. You'll see what we mean about the gifts. Well, here it is 32 years later, and I can't begin to tell you the gifts. I'm just so emotionally overwhelmed. Because if I didn't stay, where would I be? I never would have known about the gifts they were talking about. God is one of them. He's the first and foremost center in my life. And he keeps on just giving me more gifts than I can ever imagine. And it doesn't have to be big gifts. And they're not wrapped. They're just things that just happen. And then friends. I have met so many friends in this program, and I don't even know half of you, and you don't know me, but you know, when you make a phone call or they call you, that is a gift. That's a gift in itself. And so I'm so forever grateful. I am in the travel business, and I travel with big groups of people, and I've traveled halfway around the world and back. And you know something, if it wasn't for this program, I could never do that because I wouldn't have my sanity. I wouldn't have patience. I wouldn't have all the love to give these people who have paid great money to come to see, you know, the world. So I have so much to be thankful for. But, you know, I want to share that I know it was oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I can't even. Holland. It was Holland who used to share this. And I've always, always remembered this. You see, the steps. I am so grateful for the steps because the first three steps, they make me right with God. And steps 4, 5, 6, and 7, they make me right with myself because I had a lot of work I have to do. And in fact, I'm still doing it. I'm doing my writing. That's why I say I'm not recovered yet because I'm doing my writing once again, you know, so I could be abstinent with the food. But 4, 5, 6, and 7, they're making me right with myself. And 8 and 9, makes me right with others. In 10, 11, and 12, it makes me right with God, myself, and others. So how much more can I be thankful? It's right there. They're all in the steps. And as long as I keep coming, keep practicing the steps, and keep working them, the gifts will keep on coming. But also, two of my biggest gifts are Melanie and Leah. Every time I get a message every month and say, and they say to me, would you like to do service? Leah always says, you want to do the 12 steps? Can you do the 12 traditions? Can you read them? You know something? I don't care what I'm doing that day. Sometimes I go swimming in the morning. You should see me swim some mornings. I swim so fast so I can get out of the pool, get ready, so I can be on that phone line to read either the traditions or the steps. And that is a gift. I've been doing it for many years. When I'm qualified for something more, then I'll go on to something more. But I just want to say, you know, God, I'm so thankful. That's the last thing I'll say, because he gave me the gift of desperation. That's why I'm here. Thank you. God bless you all. Leah, happy Thanksgiving to all of you. And thank you. I pass.
Thank you, Joanne L. And we will be continuing with this attitude of gratitude meeting this morning a bit longer than usual, so we can hear some more shares. And next up, we have Jordan L., followed by Chris G.
Hey, good morning, Leah. Can you hear me okay? Am I good?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I started a timer. My name's Jordan Al. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. I'm very grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. I'm a little bit overwhelmed, too. I like most of us on the meeting this morning, I have a lot to be grateful for in my life. But what I really wanted to mention is the foundation for all of this, you know, because that is like you got to start at the start, you know, just thinking about newcomers this morning. You got to start at the start. And what's wonderful about this 12-step program is that it enables you to start with wherever you're at. Whether that's a high bottom or a low bottom or whatever, whatever that looks like, you know? And so in saying that, what I'm really grateful for this morning, is that I got started in this. I got started in AA in 2009 and I got sober. And then I got, I replaced drugs and alcohol with food, and I got really into my eating disorder. And so at 8 years sober, I got abstinent in Overeaters Anonymous, and really was able to start a new kind of spiritual journey. And it was with a big book, and it was with a sponsor in OA. And something shifted within me that hasn't unshifted since, and I'm really grateful for that. Today, I have the humility to be able to participate in the human race. I have the capability to get up in the morning, to find what it is that I'm grateful for each morning, to start the day off with that instead of dysfunctional thinking patterns like fear and resentment and all of that, because that's how it was prior to the 12 steps for me. I started off with resentment and fear and all that yucky stuff first thing in the morning, and I don't do that today. It's not perfect by any means, but I'm able to wake up in the morning today and plug in to this higher power. And that is my timer. I'm able to plug into this higher power and be a part of the human race. and not focus in on just me and my feelings and what I'm doing, but really participate in a larger picture. And it's the 12 steps that gave me that. It's this relationship with a higher power that gave me that. And so today I'm grateful for my life. I'm not looking at anyone else going, I wish I had that. I wish I had that. I wish I had that. I'm grateful for my life, and to be here and in it, and the folks that I have around me, that are also participating in this fellowship of love and service. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Jordan L. Next up, Chris G., followed by Helen C.
Hi, this is Chris G., grateful recovered compulsive overeater in San Pedro, California. And I am so, so, so grateful that the founders of AA gave us this amazing gift, this amazing design for living that basically saves us from killing ourselves in the food. You know, I think that's what I finally realized was happening to me. In 2006, I came in, and for 17 years, I was trying to be abstinent with my own will. I didn't get, even though I read it hundreds of times, that I needed to fully surrender, and I wasn't surrendered until I was surrendered. That wasn't even something I could will. I just had to get to that point where I just was so done, absolutely done, really, really, really wanting to put the food down for good. Putting it all the way down, leaving nothing out. It was that half measures thing. I think I was always doing half measures. And so today I'm really grateful that even though it took 17 years to be convinced and to finally surrender, I'm grateful that I didn't leave the rooms. And for the first, you know, 5 or 10 years, I remember people in the room saying, don't leave before the miracle. Keep coming back. Keep coming back. It works if you work it. And I did. I just kept coming back. Even though I was still struggling for so many years, I was struggling. And then in December of last year, I just finally hit. That was the end. I was just done. And I was finally willing to go to any length, with no resistance. So today I'm grateful for my surrender, my full and utter surrender, that I no longer have to be self-reliant, perfectionistic, relying on me to solve all my problems. It just doesn't work like that for me anymore. I'm grateful that there is stillness, and there is quiet, and there's a connection with Source that into today, and it's that connection that blesses me with abstinence. Abstinence isn't something that I'm doing. I'm cooperating with the process. I'm cooperating with God. I had the desire to stop, but not the power. My higher power has the power. My Source. And so that is the most important thing in my life today, is my connection and my cooperation with the Source. And so with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris G. Next up, Helen C., followed by Lisa B.
Yes, thank you, Leah. This is Helen C. from Virginia, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater, recovered for today. And yes, I have lots of gratitude here. I came in the rooms some 40-some years ago. I am now 89. Bill started his program the year I was born, 1935. And but I'm ever grateful for this program, grateful for Vision also. I was here 40-some years, and I didn't get recovered until about 6 years ago. Newcomers, it will work for you, but you don't have to do it the way I did it. I went to a workshop on a Saturday morning that I didn't want to go to, but I saw a lady there that her eyes were so bright, looked like headlights, and I said, well, I want some of that. So she told me about this number, gave me the number for Vision. So that was in 2018, and I have been listening to Vision ever since. And Harlan came to Virginia Beach in 2019, did that workshop, and I came to the convention in Jersey in 2019. And then I became recovered, and I had been in the rooms many, many years, but I had a relationship with a higher power, but it was only by coming to Vision that you cracked open the big book, letting me know that the text was 164 pages, and that was a blessing. So thank you. I've been to many meetings before that because I came in 40 years ago, but I never left the rooms. But it was only when I came to Vision that I found out that the first 164 pages was the text. And to I want to give thanks to Roseanne, of course, founder, but also to Dr. Soapworth, because it was because of his letter, you know, talking about the allergy. Because, see, I always want to identify out from that big book, but that showed me that I was part of that, too. So, and that was only because of Vision showing me how to go through the big book in the way. I'm trying to talk real fast because I have so much. At 89, I have so much to give thanks for. But I feel that I am of sound mind and sound body at this advanced age, but still feel so alive. I am only taking one med, statin, 10 milligram statin that I've been on, not for my food, but for my genes. And I have an inhaler that I use occasionally. So, but anyway, I want to thank the program, thank everyone, all the sponsors that I've had over the years, and just good to be alive and to be able to appreciate all the blessings of God. And I want to give God the glory. With that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Helen C. Next up, Lisa B., followed by Michelle B.
Yes, good morning, everyone. My name is Lisa B. I'm from Virginia, and I am a newcomer as of the beginning of this month. So I'm a little nervous. I've never shared before. I want to say that I had been praying a whole lot to God to help me. My food, all my behavior around it had become so unmanageable, and I could not continue that way any longer. It has been a lifetime struggle. And I do belong to the drinking program and go to in-person meetings in my town for that and then recovering, thank God. But God brought a woman into my life, and I don't think it's happenstance. I don't think it's a happy coincidence. I really do believe that God brought her my way. She happened to be visiting from out of state in the other program's meeting in person. She just happened to walk into that meeting and just decided for the first time in that drinking program that she would share that she was a compulsive overeater. And my ears immediately perked up. You know, I felt that electric current that this was the answer to my prayer. And I asked her to please sponsor me. And she very graciously and eagerly agreed, which is just so amazing to me that happened that way that day. I am very thankful for so many things in my life. But what I'm realizing and what I'm learning and beginning to understand is that thankfulness is leading me to become more of in a state of being, I guess, or have an attitude. I've heard you refer to attitude of gratitude in the rooms. I hear that a lot. And that thankfulness is getting me, hopefully, to be more of the time in that state of being. And when I'm in that state of being and I'm grateful, I'm no longer thinking about what should have happened yesterday what did happen shouldn't have happened, you know, or thinking about my future and what I want, not necessarily what God wants, but what I think my future should look like. I can't continue to be resentful and self-centered. You know, that's the opposite of gratitude. I'm working on my fourth step, and I've been kind of looking at that and the definitions. And if I'm not grateful, then I'm being resentful and I'm self-centered. I'm not honoring God. I'm honoring myself and what I feel to be my greatness versus the greatness of my God, my higher power, the source of all power. And so I guess finally what I want to say is that being grateful makes everything in my life currently enough. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Lisa B., for your share. Next up, Michelle B., followed by Pete B.
Good morning. This is Michelle M., Leah. I think it's me, unless there's another Michelle B.
You're on. Go ahead, Michelle.
Okay. Well, you know, I used to want to be a Michelle B. for a long time, but that's a story for another program, and I am so grateful that I am not. This is Michelle M. I'm in Oklahoma, a recovered compulsive overeater, and this is my first gratitude meeting, and I am so excited to be participating in this. I'm back almost a year now, after a 12-year relapse from 9 years of abstinence, and I'm bulimic. And this meeting has changed my life, and all your voices have changed my life, and my sponsor have changed my life. And I was walking my dog the other day, and I was just kind of thinking, you know, this is more, a disease of more to fill the hole, to escape, to numb, hide in fear. And, you know, as a bulimic, it was just so easy, more. And more never worked. And that day that I was walking the dog, I thought, you know, it leapt into my brain. The only thing I have ever wanted one of is God. And just the divine paradox that God, one God as I understand him, is the power to vanquish more. And it just really crystallized for me how simple it is. And it made me so grateful. You know, I come from that pride in reverse and God doesn't care at me, blah, blah, blah. Well, thanks to this program and the steps and listening and making mistakes along the way with my character defects, I am fully committed to this program and a power greater than myself. There is one to live without the more. And for that, I'm so grateful. And when people were thankful about you and Melanie, I thought about the 12 and 12. You know how we just, I feel about visions. I know when I get up in the morning, I'll just like flip the switch and it's going to be there. I don't question it. Or the man with the iron lung, you know, he just knows electricity is going to be there. And so I'm so grateful for you for putting this meeting together and grateful to be with you all. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Michelle M. Next up, Pete B., and then we'll take some more names.
Good morning, Leah. Thanks so much for your service. My name is Pete B. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I'm recovered today by God's grace and mercy. It really sounds like everybody covered it all for me today, but I do want to really just express my gratitude to the recovered members of Overeaters Anonymous who were here when I got here that helped me understand and really put into context my disease of compulsive overeating. As it relates to the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And if that wasn't the case for me, I'm pretty certain I'd still be up and down the scales and in and out of recovery. And, you know, it were those members who helped me understand what I have explained to me what was absolutely essential that I had to do, pointed out that when I did those things, they told me what would happen, and the big book reinforced that. And all of those things have come true. All of those things have materialized for me. You know, I'm grateful I walk a free man today. I'm accountable for my behavior. I'm responsible for my actions. Everything that I've done is as a result of the decisions that I've made, right? I'm not a victim of anything today, right? I walk a free man with pride and dignity, the way I think my Creator would have me walk, the way I conduct myself, the way I think my Creator would have me conduct myself. And as a result, I'm free of the guilt, the shame, and remorse, right, that I was plagued by for years and years and years. You know, I think also most, you know, as important as anything else, I'm really grateful that, you know, developing and having a relationship with the God of my understanding has really enabled me to match calamity with serenity. You know, like, there's things that occur, but I know that I've been provided with all of the gifts, all of the character, all of the resources, everything that's necessary to address anything that comes my way. And that's what real freedom is. You know, our book, you know, in the foreword to the 12 and 12, I won't even get into that. Everybody's read it. I'm just super grateful. Thank you. Thank you particularly for embracing me and keeping me involved in this fellowship. It really means a lot. So with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Pete B. Next up, I have Carolyn H., but let's take some more names. We'll close today at 10:30 to give an opportunity for more share.
Serena.
Who's K? Who's last initial K?
Kathy K, Leah.
Kathy K. Good morning, Kathy. Thank you.
Nancy S.
Susan S.
Nancy. Susan S.
Serena.
I got
Dana B.
Mary Lee R. and Eugene, Oregon.
Mary Lee. There was a Sandy S.
Sandy S.
Yes,
you.
Yes, got you, Sandy. Vanessa G. Who's in Arkansas? And that'll be our last one, I believe.
Kurt G. in Arkansas.
Kurt G. Okay, this is the list as I have it at the moment. Carolyn H., Kathy K., Nancy. Susan S.H., Serene F., Mary Lee R., Sandy S., Vanessa G., Kurt G. Not sure we're going to get to everybody. Please keep an eye on your time. Let's go with Carolyn H., please. Carolyn H., star one to unmute. Okay, Kathy K., your turn.
Good morning, Leah. Thank you so much for your service. I'm Kathy Kay, a recovered compulsive overeater in the Boston area. And my very first gratitude today is for this meeting, for Leah and Melanie who got it started, and for the recovery that I began when I came to this meeting. I had already been in OA almost 20 years, but I had not found God and I had not become entirely abstinent, and I was still trying to run the show. And I have to say, as I listened to all the familiar voices on the line today, how many of you have been my teachers. Many of you probably don't even know you've been my teacher, but coming and listening and participating has enabled me to find, through my study of the Big Book with all of you, a God of my understanding. And I never, ever thought I would say to you, as I very much feel today, that my relationship with God is the most important thing in my life, without exception. I'm just so grateful that I have, over time, learned how to live in gratitude. At first, it was simply an exercise I did because I was told it would be helpful to me. And today, I start and end my day in gratitude, and there's just so much for me to be grateful for. I couldn't begin to give you an exhaustive list. So I just wanted to speak up and say I have tears welling up thinking about how this meeting has carried me, even when I had to be less involved in order to attend to my own recovery in a different way. And I've never left these rooms. Thank you all, and I pass.
Thank you, Kathy K. Next up, Nancy, and then Susan S.H.
Thank you, Leah. This is Nancy L. in Arizona. I am very, very grateful for my recovery today and so grateful for a vision for you. I've been here since day one. You know, in my 30s and my 40s and half of my 50s, I would wake up thinking, oh, God, another day. I'm packing 100 extra pounds around. Who wants to wake up? Not me. But now, in my middle 70s, I am so very, very grateful for the 100 pounds that my higher power has taken off of me. And all I had to do was show up and be willing. That's all I had to do. And the power came. And every morning now I wake up and I say, thank you so much for another night of not binging. I was such a night eater. Thank you so much for my sponsees and my sponsors and how you have helped me kind of like hem myself in with people around me that are recovering just like me. I'm so grateful. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Nancy L. We've got next up Susan S.H. followed by Serene F.
Thank you. Thank you, Leah. This is Susan S.H. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in St. Mary's, Ohio. I'm so grateful. I wrote out a little bit, but you know, it's that the gratitude I have for my life today is vast. It is a total change. And I've heard so much of my story and all the stories that I've heard and all the ones I've missed, and I'm going to repeat and get to listen to them all over again. So I'm so grateful. My gratitude is for the directions, the steps. When I practice them, they become a way of life. They have become a way of life that works in rough going. And rough going is out there. It's simple that I am grateful how Bill encouraged the attitude of gratitude. And I see that message repeated all over. It reminds me that when things look dark, as they do from time to time, this journey is lighter, and I can feel more at ease, even in the hard times, if I can look for what I am grateful in. And there's always the big change in my life. There is a big change in my weight. There is a big change in my attitude. And I am so grateful for those things that I could not produce on my own because I tried for years and years and years. I had to have the steps. I had to have this relationship with a higher power. And the directions always point me back to my higher power. And I am so grateful for that. And I will pass. And thank you all for being there. I also love a vision for you. I've been listening and trying to share since 2016. Very grateful for that. I pass.
Thank you, Susan S.H. Next up, Serene F., followed by Mary Lee R.
Oh, good morning. Thank you, everybody, for making this meeting possible. And, you know, the courage that the steps give me to be able to not only claim my seek, but to share 7 years ago when I had been in recovery for 23 years to go, you know what? I lost my abstinence when I did the steps in AA. What would it look like
to be abstinent and do the steps in OA. And I was introduced to the 1011 call, the Vision for You. I found a sponsor to take me through the big book steps and make my amends. And my goal this morning and most mornings is to wake up and go, how can I expand my God consciousness? And, you know, where is it that I can be of maximum service? And, you know, that just was not in the cards for me because of my selfishness, dishonesty, self-seeking, and fear. But as a result of this meeting, I got to see what was possible through people sharing, and I became willing to put down, you know, the addictive foods and to look at what a relationship with God would be like when I'm not in the food, and the neutrality that came, and asking God to remove a substance so that I can get to know Him better, I can get to know myself better, and I can get to live a life, because I was settling, live a life of just incredible miracles every day, because I was settling for good enough. And I'm so grateful that you know, through the steps and where people had taken me, that they had been, I was not willing to settle for good enough anymore. And today, just to live a life of prayer and miracles with anything that is presented to me. And I'll just close with, I noticed that I was in conflict with somebody, and I know that's not how God meant for me to be. You know, in a leadership role, you know, we give up being angry, we give up fighting, and it's something for me to grow through. So grateful that I like to have an interest in that. Thank you again.
Thank you, Serena S. And it looks like Mary Lee R. will be our final share for this morning. Mary Lee, go right ahead.
Oh, God morning, Leah. God morning, all my pod mates on this beautiful meeting. My mother told me that my first complete sentence was, I could do it myself. And I can't tell you how many, well, most of you know how that ends. And I'm so grateful I got to go to Virginia Beach and see all you. And my sponsor at the time, I was pretty well convinced that she was like an Amazon 6 foot tall. And she was barely 5 feet tall and a mighty mo. And hearing her share this morning and everyone, and so grateful that I don't do my inventory at night anymore, because my mind would just take off with, oh, I shoulda, coulda, woulda, wish I had a said, and yada, yada, yada. And instead, I do that in the morning, and I continue daily committing my food and what the good in my day is, what the glitch in my day is, what the goal is to fix the glitch, and what my gratitudes are. And my divine director, I always end with thanking Holy Spirit for continuing to guide and guard my mouth, my mood, my mind, my attitude, and my abstinence. And thank you, each and every one of you that continues to do service on this line and fills my heart with such gratitude. Thank you. I'll pass.
Thank you, Mary Lee R., and thank you to all who shared this morning. Thank you for your words, for your expressions of gratitude. Truly touched today by your expressions of blessings. And you all are blessings, that's for sure, gifts of the program. Thank you for being here today and for all that you share so openly on the meetings every morning. You are certainly gifts of the heart. And we're going to close this morning. I will tell you that the share ID for today, 21,939. That's 21939. And we're going to close from page 164. It's in a chapter entitled A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.